Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
When I was a younger Christian, I thought that seasoned Christians surely must have reached the maturity level where they had victory over temptation. Once my pastor at 25 years told me how he was facing temptation. Charles Finney, after he had accomplished many great revivals, tells of a time when his health broke down as a result of laboring many intensive years in revivals, and he said he faced great struggles with temptation. He writes, "But I often felt myself weak in the presence of temptation and needed frequently to hold days of fasting and prayer and to spend much time in overhauling my own religious life in order to retain that communion with God and that hold upon the divine strength that would enable me to labor efficiently for the promotion of revivals." Finney's health wore down toward the end of his ministry to the point that he had to take 6 months off. He spent the 6 months in a small fishing vessel where he had secured a small room. But after recovering for a time, he could not keep himself from the work of the gospel. It was on this fishing vessel that he wrote much of his work, Finney's Revival Lectures. This book was William Booth's favorite book. Booth was the founder of the Salvation Army. The book had great influence in his success in winning the lost to Christ. In other parts of the country, men of God read Finney's work, and as a result, many revivals broke out, a testimony to the power of Finney's writings.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.